About this time every year, China's leaders retire to their seaside resort to hold high-level meetings, swim, and relax. But Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, it appears that the tradition of ruling the world's most populous nation from the beach may be drawing to a close.
In the dog days of a Beijing summer, only the buzz of cicadas and crickets cuts through the sweltering heat hanging over the Chinese capital. It's at this time that China's leadership would normally head to the coastal town of Beidaihe to hash out policy and plan for Communist Party conclaves in the fall. But the website of the official People's Daily newspaper and other state media have reported that leaders have decided to stay in Beijing this summer. Zhong Dajun, who runs his own think tank, the Beijing Economic Research Institute, says that this move bears the pragmatic and populist imprint of China's new government led by President Hu Jintao.
They're trying to transform a previously extravagant government into a frugal one, one that costs less money and is more effective, from simplifying protocol ceremonies to eliminating unnecessary meetings. They're trying to reduce government expenditures. These are all parts of a trend among our new leaders.
Before the communists came to power in 1949, over 700 villas, mostly owned by foreigners, lined Beidaihe's beachfront. In recent years, black limousines and body-surfing politicians have become a common sight there. Foreign dignitaries seeking an audience with the country's rulers have had to travel to Beidaihe as well. Historian Dong Jianzhong of People's University says that every dynasty in China's history has had its summer capitals. For centuries, China's emperors built palaces and hunting grounds where they went for months each year to conduct diplomacy and brush up on their archery and equestrian skills.
When the emperor went to escape the heat, it was not just to have fun. He took all his ministers and generals with him. At the time, there was a government department that ensured he could attend to affairs of state while away from home.
Despite a smooth leadership transition in November, President Hu Jintao's predecessor, Jiang Zemin, remains the country's de facto paramount leader and still holds the political trump card, command of the military. For now, analysts say, President Hu Jintao is not at liberty to introduce much beyond cosmetic reforms, such as the decision to end the government retreats at Beidaihe. The few reports in the official media have declined to speculate whether the seaside retreats might start up again in future. Today, the cooler western hills around Beijing are dotted with modern and ancient pleasure palaces, a reminder that for the men at the apex of power in China, there will always be ways to beat the heat. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.